excited to talk about this today. We've been talking a lot about this on my team that I work with for my day job. But I also, I saw something on Facebook the other day that reminded me of this as well. And it just seems to be a recurring theme. And I want to make sure that we all understand this. As a leader, people need to know who you are as a person. So many times, you know, whatever we do, whether it is a business, ministry, you know, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, you know, whatever it is that you do, it can be really easy to let the other things become who you are, become your identity. And we talked about this in Bible study, actually, now that I'm sitting here thinking about it. We've been talking about this in Bible study as well. It's very easy to let all of those things just become who you are. And it's easy to hide behind those masks, those hats that you wear. But for true leadership, authenticity is what wins. To really make a difference in people's lives is to let people in and let them get to know who you are as a person. But to be able to do that and be able to portray who you are, you have to remember who you are. It can be so easy. You know, I said recently, success is addicting. It can be really addicting. And it's so easy to just get very narrow in your focus and only be focusing on one thing and, you know, let that become your identity so much that you don't even think about who you are as a person anymore. What brings you joy outside of the thing that you're successful at? You know, what do you enjoy just in life? What is your thing? What makes you who you are? And one of the things that I've had to work through is actually letting people see that. You know, I've told you guys I'm an introvert, and an introvert like me, to my extent, likes to be private. We like to keep things private. And a lot of that is we don't want to open ourselves up for judgment. We would rather just not be seen. We don't like attention. We like to stay behind the scenes and be supporting role. And so when you start opening up and let people see who you really are, all that goes out the window. You can be seen and people can see you and they can have an opinion about you. And that can be scary. And so that's the other part of it. For me, it's learning and being intentional about showing people who I am, especially people who've never met me in person or have never been in a small setting with me. Because that's where I can really open up and be myself and really show people who I am. But a lot of times I'm not going to get that opportunity. So I've really been paying attention lately to knowing that I'm hard to get to know from looking on the outside. How can I do that? How can I show people more of who I am as a person, not just as a leader, not just with my business, not just with the ministries I'm involved in, but who am I? Who is Kim? And just showing more of myself to people. Again, it can come from multiple different, it can happen for multiple different reasons that we're not being authentic and we're not sharing, you know, we're only sharing the highlights. We're only sharing the good things that are happening in our life. And true change and true leadership happens when you can show all of it. You know, negativity can't be a part of it, but you can show negative things and show them in a positive light and show them that you're a real person. Right? A lot of people say have a message in your mess. But so you can be real with people about what's happening in your life, but show them your faith and show them what you're doing to make it through. And I think that encourages people even more than just always seeing the good stuff, because that's not real life. That's not real. And if you're not relatable, if you're not relatable, it comes off as ingenuine, disingenuous, inauthentic, and people can't connect with that. Especially in today's world, people want to connect with a leader. They want to connect with people who are like them and going through the same things that they are. And here's how they're doing it. And that's something that, again, it's just been a recurring theme lately, is this transparency in who you are and making sure that you're showing the world who you truly are, not just the good parts, not just the leadership, not just the hats you wear. It can be so easy to just focus on those things for a lot of different reasons. So something to think about today. Are you showing people who you truly are? Are you letting people in? Are you showing them the real sides of you outside of the leadership hat and these other identities you may carry around. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.